Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here, and I want to welcome you to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about collaborating with the competition and how it can actually help you succeed in your business. You know, all too often as entertainers, we're stuck in our own world and we view the competition with a critical eye and really have difficulty seeing and acknowledging that they might be doing things differently, but well. Not only does that take away from a valuable opportunity to learn, but it also closes us off to new opportunities outside of our immediate entertainment business. So competition in the entertainment world, of course, is very, very healthy. But if we're willing to get past the essence of rivalry, there's a lot to be gained from collaborating with that competition. They are, after all, doing the same type of work we are, marketing to the same audience and creating businesses that are virtually the same as our own. This makes the competition ideal collaboration partners for just about any entertainer. There are some huge advantages to collaborating with other entertainers. And the number one thing is that you can form a group that refers business back to each other. And it really is a good idea to do this. Keep in mind that collaborating with your competition doesn't mean you have to give up being competitive when going after business. What it does mean is that you're going to cooperate and find ways to work with the competition strategically that's beneficial for both parties. Like I've said before many, many times, this business is all about relationships. And for all the relationships you forge, the competition is doing the same thing. So every collaboration opportunity does not have to be focused on a single project. There's a number of ways that you can align yourself with your competition. One is by referrals. It really is. So if you receive an inquiry from a prospective client that doesn't fit your skill set, or you've already been booked, refer that prospect to a colleague that you trust instead of just passing on the opportunity. It's a wasted contact if you don't. The second way is to mentor or share your knowledge. You can start your own mentoring program with your competition or help a newcomer in the industry on an informal basis, which leads back to the referrals. There's also joint ventures. So have you launched a service that seems to be a mesh with the products or services of another entertainer? Maybe you are a magician, but you know somebody who also does balloon twisting. Well, why are you not collaborating with that person and creating packages where you can both be hired out? Maybe you add a face painter into that and they're added to the package as well. Or you can both, all three of you can be hired out. The key to collaborating with the competition is really keeping an open mind and being willing and able to learn and share your knowledge. The truth is that we all have opportunities come our way for collaboration. And if you had a good group of 3 to 5 people, you can take over an entire market. When you stop viewing your competition as just the competitor, many, many opportunities open up. You have to be aware and acknowledge that you might have to get over that hump to book as many shows as you want, to get into the places that you want to get into, to be part of things that can create bigger and better business for yourself. How do I know this? Well, I'm going to share a story about my business. In 2012, we had a huge influx of comedy hypnotists. There was a guy who was literally training about 100 people a year. And in this industry, it just couldn't take that. It was more than the business could bear. It was exceeding the demand by far. These guys and girls that were coming in were trained very, very well, but they didn't understand that the pricing structure was there or what the pricing was. So it basically destroyed the market for a couple of years until it weaned the week out, which is another part of why I had some lean years there. But when that happened, some of the bigger guys in the industry started viewing it as what was going on as far as the industry and what could be gained from it. People who had been through it before, about 10 years before that had happened as well. About 50 people got trained in a single year, and it had absolutely drew the business back. Me being me, I had never been through this, but if I had, and the next time it happens, I'm going to know because I've started collaborating with people. And what we do is we pass gigs back and forth to each other. And if you do that with just two or three competitors in your market, you are going to be booked full time. And they're going to be booked full time. And you're going to find that the competition really can be friendly. It can really start to affect your business in a great way. So find your competition. Become friends with them. Still compete. Don't get me wrong, but pass leads back and forth, because if they weren't good at what they do, they wouldn't be your competition in the first place. So if you need to send out a referral to somebody, say, hey, this guy's available or this girl's available, and really make that competition work for you and you work for them back and forth. You're probably thinking to yourself, well, if I'm referring them, should I be charging a fee? And the answer is that to that is up to you. Who should the booking go through? Well, generally when I refer somebody out, I book them under my business because it is still my client. When they book them, they're expected to keep their client. You keep it all above water and you keep everything ethical, just like you would with an agency, right? You wouldn't steal an agency client because you'll never work that agency again. So work with your competition. Understand that they are not really your competition. They are a partner in your business that has the potential to affect your business as much as you do. Maybe you don't have any competition. Well, that's a good thing too. But start looking for them and start working with them. Because this is a way that you can start adding additional services to your business and growing your business in an exponential way. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. If you want to have a conversation with me, I'm over on Marketing for Entertainers Facebook group. I'm on the Showbiz Success Secrets Facebook group, and I'm on showbizsuccesssecrets.com. Of course, you can find the additional resources there. Oh, that was a big mouthful, wasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Of course, this is the final pitch of the show. So if you want to be interviewed on Showbiz Success Secrets, feel free to contact me. I record about 15 episodes in advance, so it'd be about 15 episodes before you actually were put on, but I could throw you in the loop anyway. So I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, Jesse Lewis Hypnosis on Facebook, or post how you view your competition. And do you take advantages of collaborations? Post that over in the Marketing for Entertainers Forum on Facebook, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it. Thanks for listening. My name is Jesse Lewis. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed. Have a great day.